everybody, and welcome to the Goldbridge Saves Football podcast. The Premier League is back, and as a special occasion, we're actually live on YouTube as well. We are going to be talking about Arsenal are very much title favourites. Technically not, but I think it's getting closer. We'll talk about what that's all about. Also, Ten Hag, why does it feel like he's one bad result away from a pile-on with regards to the sack? We will be talking about all the big games and analysing things like Arnie Slot. Should he be getting more transfers? They play Ipswich tomorrow. Chelsea and Man City on Sunday. So much to get involved in, and you can get interactive as well. I'm joined by Will, who looks like he's reading a cracking book.
Sorry, yeah, you did interrupt me. Just a great little... I'd already learned the hard way to check the frickin' fixtures before continuing my attendance at social events. Well, you've done that this weekend because it's watch-along galore. It's Premier League's back.
Read the message in the front.
Read the message in the front now.
Yeah.
This is the first time I'm actually reading it. To Will, Merry Christmas 2024. Love, Mark G.
That's your Christmas present
Thank you.
There you go. Merry Christmas.
What a great read, and you can buy it anywhere you like. And we'll pop it there.
We can pop it there. Right, let's get straight into the show. So much to unpack. We have got our Fantasy Premier League and we've got a brand new game. We're not going to reveal our full... We've got a league that they can enter. The code is 3QB5BB. Get involved in the That's Football Fantasy Premier League. But... we are going to play a bit of a game later where we're not going to reveal our full team. We're going to pick three players from each of our teams, and the points we get from them each week will be sort of a new head-to-head.
You just love a new game.
I
came into the season, I said, we've got enough games. Obviously, we talk about Super Six. We've got Fantasy. We've got the quiz on a Monday.
But I'll tell people my points, but I'm not revealing my team because there were people out there who copy my team when I'm at top
Fantasy
of the, when I'm at top at league.
Yeah.
Why am I wearing a Charlton top?
What? Hang on a minute. You've got a book out and you're wearing a Charlton top. Why are you wearing a Charlton top?
Basically, I can be bought. I did pick Charlton as my League One team. Somebody at Charlton watched and said, can we send you a shirt? I said, yes. But what I did say is, I am available for transfer. So I'm not happy with Coventry's efforts at the moment in the Championship. They lost last week. They're playing tonight. I've heard nothing from their social media team. So if you're in the Championship and you're thinking, you know what? We'd like a bit of free advertising as well, nipples, then get involved.
Well, it does come off the back of Charlton playing Blues this weekend. Let me tell you, you boys took one hell of a beating, a scrappy 1-0 defeat at home in the Carabao Cup. You're out.
Who's higher in the league?
Well, it's one game.
Charlton. Get your comments in, of course. Make sure you get involved. We're going to talk about the Premier League, though, first of all. And look, first game of the season, Man United against Fulham tonight. We'll talk about that. But I've got a really interesting take on this. Arsenal title favourites. Now, before everyone starts laughing in the chat, I don't know whether you've noticed this, Will and chat and listeners, but if you go and... I'm not telling you to go and gamble. That's completely down to individuals. But it is interesting at the start of the season to look at the odds for like top scorer, who's going to get relegated. And I was looking this morning and I couldn't believe... how close it is between Man City and Arsenal for the title. So I'm not brilliant on odds. I like it when it's 7-1 and 5-1. That's very obvious. When it starts getting 13-8, I'm like, what's all that about? Sounds like it's...
I like a decimal.
It sounds like the ad break for EastEnders. Yeah,
very good.
It's very good.
Yeah. Don't have ad breaks on EastEnders.
Yes, Coronation Street. But it basically had 11-8 Man City to win the league, 13-8 Arsenal to win the league. That's bloody close.
Yeah.
That's closer than it should be.
Well, I think it could be twofold. I mean, from the Manchester City angle, I feel like the more and more it comes into focus, the charges and the court case coming up.
That's what I think it is, yeah.
You just feel like that they're preparing for that, whether it's to do with like, I think we're speaking about it elsewhere, but in terms of like the lack of signings that they made, letting Alvarez go, are they just being extra cautious? But plus to the back of that, I mean, their squad is amazing and they've just come off the back of a treble the season before, winning the Premier League last season. So, and then Arsenal... I think we forget last season how close Arsenal pushed. It went down to the last day of the
season. 2 points.
Yeah, it went down to the last day of the season.
And Frank Lampard's celebration.
Oh, there you go, lovely stuff. I just think it was... we forget how close Arsenal pushed them. And then you go back in time when Liverpool were pushing them. They had a similar season, didn't they? And then they went on to do it and win it. So maybe we're writing Arsenal off. The bookies aren't doing that. But more importantly, I'm just excited. And I think the main thing is, I think there's going to be more teams taking points off Man City this year than we've ever seen before.
I'll tell you what, I'll love it if Chelsea beat Man City on Sunday.
Do you think Cole Palmer hat-trick?
Do you think they will?
Ooh, I'll be a bit cold, I will, Mark, if he does that.
Cold Palmer, yeah.
Yes.
Actually, it's a true story. I've got two daughters.
Congrats.
And they're both teenagers. and we were out for a meal just after the Euros, and my oldest daughter's not into football. My youngest daughter is, and she was like, I really like Cole Palmer. And I was like, yeah, he's not a bad footballer. She says, no, I think he's good looking. Oh, and then my oldest daughter goes, yeah, I do as well. Oh. And I went, there is a social experiment for you that Robbie Williams spoke about, where he said he's had a lot of success in a certain bedroom because he was in Take That. Would he have success if he was Robbie Williams, the plumber?
Right.
And I think Cole Palmer, surely, unless I'm missing something, because I don't find men attractive.
Well, yeah, but also, like, you know, times change, and also, like, looks change.
Must be the haircut,
well.
You know, get a bowl.
Well, also, if you've got your own celebration, maybe you're onto
a
winner there.
That's the turn on. Yeah. I'm going out clubbing tonight, and I'm just going to go around. And then I'll get a whack round the head from Mrs. Goldbridge. You said you were going to the shops.
You need to create a
celebration. I am shopping. I am shopping. Don't worry about that.
You need to create a celebration for when you say something really good.
Yeah.
You put a point down and then you're straight into a celebration.
Apparently I do this a lot.
Do you?
Yeah.
I can really picture you doing that.
Yeah.
You just drop a belly goal.
Chelsea, I'd love it if they beat Man City.
We all would.
Do you think they will?
No, I don't think. I think it'll be closer than it. Well, just because Manchester City seem in a bit of turmoil because of the players coming back late. And they're not turmoil. That's very over the top. But I just think they're not set. Chelsea have had a bit more time, but obviously with a managerial change. I don't know what Chelsea we're going to get, do you? Because
no.
We've already had some super chats in.
Forrest Gump, you know, they're like a box of chocolates.
Yes, lovely stuff. That's
you never
great.
Know what you're going.
That's where you do a celebration.
They're yeah. Like, yeah.
Yeah, maybe not. We'll leave the celebrations. But no, thanks for your super chats. Chelsea, I don't want to get. We'll come on to those. So if you've got any more thoughts on those, I know
we've
you
had
spoke.
An early super chat as well. Alfie Jones says, "Cheers for the podcast. It's way better than Gary Lineker's." And it says, "It didn't say. It does say that." A regular part of my week and haven't missed an episode. Fresh shirt, Mark. Where's Will's Birmingham shirt? Yeah. Calls himself a Birmingham City fan.
What do you think that spells? Careful.
Kilo.
No.
Kilo.
No. Keep.
Keep right on.
Keep right on.
Yeah.
Kilo. That's my
I was trying to think of a word beginning with K.
Keep.
Get in the chat what K-R-O could stand for. Obviously, don't do anything that's rude. But... No, let's go back to the Arsenal thing. I genuinely think that these odds of Arsenal being title favourites are twofold. One, it's because of the Chargers, which I think we will talk more about over the coming weeks and months. I think the bookies are sort of thinking, ooh. Now, don't start betting on Man City getting relegated, because somebody on Twitter did say that the bookies are quite clever and relegation will not be the same in the terms and conditions as suspension.
Got you. Yeah. There'll be three relegated teams and the four.
Yeah. Apparently a lot of people are thinking you can get clever by vote, because I think City are 13-1 to get relegated. Well, that's still very, very high.
Yeah.
I think that is obviously, if Man City get points deductions or get kicked out of the league, then obviously I think Arsenal are huge favourites. So I think that's why Arsenal's odds have come in. But also, I think you raise a good point that it was only 2 points. They had the best defence. They were the only team to concede less than 30 goals. And actually, goals-wise, they weren't that far off Man City. You know, we talk about Arsenal needing a striker. Man City and Arsenal were the only two teams in the league to score over 90 goals. So there is that
as well.
And they
were coming from all sources, weren't they?
Yeah. I mean,
there was that golden period after January where it was centre-backs, right-backs, centre-mids all scoring. So I think that's a big plus for them if they can carry on with that.
I hope they are favourites. You know what? I'm not even going to sit here and say that it's nonsense that Arsenal are quite close in the odds. I hope they are quite close in the league. And I do think that the 115 Chargers could have you've said it yourself, it could be a big backdrop for this season. But I do think Arsenal have got to go up another level if they want to win the league. They start off against Wolves.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts on that? You sound a bit emotional about Wolves. My Wolves. He loves dogs.
I'm worried about Wolves this season. I think Gary O'Neill sort of squeezed everything he could out of them. And then plus that they've lost two of their best players. I just think that, you know, he pulled off a miracle last season, but can he be a magician again this season and pull a rabbit out of a hat? I think the relegated teams coming up are a little bit stronger. You look at like Leicester and Southampton, just obviously only recently down from big stints in the Premier League, so it's not like what we've had before with other teams.
Do you think Wolves will get relegated?
No, I don't think they'll get relegated. I think they'll I think they'll be in a very...
You're a mad dog.
I think they'll be in a relegation battle.
Oh my God.
Really?
Clip that up. We've only been live for 5 minutes. We've already got a clip. He thinks they'll be in a relegation.
But you can't have another team.
Get the shirt. What? No. Get the shirt. I've got a Wolves shirt. No. Gary O'Neill was a good manager.
I'm not doubting that.
They've bought well. What they've done is they've just bought like Brighton, you don't know some of the players they've bought, and they're well organised. VAR screwed them last season.
Yeah, Wolves opening day of the season, mate.
We'll be. I know Wolves fans who think they want to be in the top 10. I think they'll be mid-table.
Oh yeah, exactly.
But they'll get beat by Arsenal.
I wanted to sign Coppy 3 weeks ago, but we all can't get what we want.
2 or 3 nil, I think, Arsenal.
Yeah, no, well, yeah. Obviously, you're really backing the Wolves boys then.
No, but it's a way to Arsenal first game of the season.
I think 3-0 to Arsenal, I think.
Does any of you lot think Wolves are going to be relegated?
I didn't say that. I said there'd be in a relegation battle. You're putting words into my mouth. Well, I've been taking the words out of your book.
If you're in a battle,
yeah,
there's a chance you might lose it.
Exactly. And
so
never
that means
say
they're
never.
In a relegation battle.
That season when Leeds, Southampton and Leicester went down, who'd have predicted that at the start of the season?
I think you got it wrong with Wolves. I just don't see Wolves. Jake Moore's got Wolves for 11th. I reckon Jake Moore should be the new KRO. Kick
real off.
No, I was just thinking about an offensive word for R. Kick. You can't say that R word
ratty?
Anymore. You can't say that. You know the R word that goes R-E? Yeah, I can't do it. Okay. Kick.
Ratty.
Rat features off.
Yeah, that's two R's. Two R's. One R and an F.
Kick. Now I just keep thinking of the word I can't say.
Yeah, well, don't think. We're live, pal.
We can't edit this out. This is the problem. I think 2 or 3 nil to Arsenal in that game.
Yeah, lovely stuff. Someone just said Will is very handsome, just to bring the tone back up. But no, I think Arsenal. We need to go into the international break.
Get racism out.
Yeah.
That's
true.
Good.
Yeah, and I'll bet.
I'm not saying. And look who's wearing a T-shirt.
Yeah.
He's going to hate me for that. I'm not saying Will's racist. We're just saying kick racism out.
Yeah. Right. Anyway, back to the point. I think Arsenal need a very...
That's the message, everyone. That is the real message.
We need Arsenal to be strong to that international window when we inevitably do our season team of the season so far. It needs to have six Arsenal players in there and they're strong and dominant.
Alex says, are you going to go and take the knee?
Right.
I think they are taking the knee this weekend.
Yeah, they do it in different stages, don't they? Yeah,
right. And rightly so. Wolves will struggle, lost their captain and their best right winger. No.
Thank you.
You're disrespecting Gary O'Neill and his coaching ability. You put me in charge of Wolves, we ain't going to get
relegated.
Hang on,
there was rumours at the start of the season that Gary O'Neill was going to take up a coaching position at Manchester United.
England job,
yeah, it was a little bit too far.
You know what? In the Premier League, coaching will keep you up. I mean, I think there's an outside chance that Kieran McKenna will keep Ipswich up because he's a good coach. It's a lot harder because he hasn't got the Premier League players that Gary O'Neill's got. But if you gave Kieran McKenna the Wolves squad, he'd keep him up.
Yeah.
And Gary O'Neill will keep him up comfortably. We'll go there. We are going to talk Man United Fulham because that's tonight. But I like the way we've brought Ipswich in there. Let's talk Ipswich Liverpool. That's the 12:30 game tomorrow. We're doing watch-alongs on the channel for these games tomorrow, so make sure you tune in. You've got something to say about Liverpool?
Yeah. Well, in terms of Liverpool. In terms of I've got down here some different either-ors if you want me to venture into
those.
Oh,
we love either-ors, don't we? Because I can get involved with the chat on that.
Because
thanks for the super chat that came in. One so far, but thank you.
There's a few different ones in there.
Oh, you must have access to them. Yeah.
Crystal Palace might be in a relegation battle, says Dale Elder.
That's even worse than yours.
Tay-Tay.
It's like
Wolves
care in the community.
Alfie says that. Keep up the great work. What's the FBL code? Fraser Coots. Thank you very much for that. And Jason says, love you, but not sure if you're real or deluded. Come on, you Gunners. Loved your video, Mark, on That's Football regarding Chelsea and the Gallagher situation, which I think we'll go into a little bit more when we come to Manchester City. No, Arnie Slot taking over. They missed out on Zubimendi. Could this be... I mean, if we want to go catastrophic, I mean, he's not got the man he wants. Is that a big sign for things to come? He's come out this morning and said that they've got a great squad going into the season. Do you think it is as catastrophic as some people are making out?
I sit on the fence. Oh, I never sit on the fence.
Oh,
but I sit on the chair of...
Reason?
Of opinion.
Nice.
That Arnie Slot will do a good job. Liverpool will transition to a higher level this season than last season. And that's not disrespectful to Klopp. I think that if Liverpool do well this year, that is basically built on the foundations of what we praised last year for Klopp. I think Liverpool's whole, if you understand Liverpool's philosophy, you can't moan about it. I know it's Liverpool Football Club and their fans have got every right. And you know, I want to get your opinion on this and everyone else. What would you feel if you were a Liverpool fan? I would feel nervous because I think traditionally you bring in a new manager, whether it's Pep, Ten Hag, they get signings. That's the traditional way you do it. But normally you're coming into a club that gets a new manager because you've sacked the previous one. And I think the real key here is that Jurgen Klopp resigned through stress. They would never sack him. So there's the template of something that Klopp was building. And so Liverpool have gone, well, we're not going to dismantle that or bring loads of players in. We're going to bring a guy in who's a bit of a yes man, a bit of a puppet. But the gamble is that he will pick up that Klopp team and continue with it. And I think that will work. And I think that's what Liverpool's plan is. So when you see these Liverpool fans losing their shit, you know, you see them online and stuff. Oh, wait, FSG this, and we haven't bought any players. I almost think, well, look, I understand it because you expect a new manager to come in and buy players. But do you understand what your club is doing? Jurgen Klopp last year exceeded expectation. They were in a title race at one point. Yeah. Rebuilt his midfield, which we spoke about. There's a lot of experience still there. There's no reason why Liverpool this season under Klopp wouldn't be a title contender. And I think Liverpool have looked at it and gone, we can either go for a year with that Klopp team because Van Dijk, Salah and Trent probably go in a year under Slot, give him a year with this team, or we can dismantle it this summer and start again. And I just think they've gone, we've got a year. Let's just go with this team. And yeah. I think that's why there's not been a lot of activity. I understand Liverpool fans want shiny new toys, but if it works... Look, the transfer window is closed in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
When a transfer window closes, everyone stops moaning about it. I've seen it with United. Glazer out, end of transfer window. It's Ollie out, Jose out. Yeah. So, you know, that's my thought.
And also, you mentioned that they were going so well into the end of the season. I think I went to that Carabao Cup final and there was, you know, there was talks about a quadruple for a little while, wasn't there? So in terms of, you look what they've done previously, you look at what Arsenal did last year, it's just identifying those key targets and those key positions. So that's what they're trying to do with Zubimendi, and probably more power to them that they're going to wait, like I think they've done in previous transfers as well, and just say, we're going to wait for the right guy rather than, you know, we spoke about it before, haven't we, with Spurs? Just signing a plethora of people and maybe one in eight works out. So I think that's good. I don't know if, and obviously Klopp did so well last season with that side to push them as well as they did, but just in terms of dressing room harmony, like I think it was Curtis Jones came out, he clarified the comments that weren't as bad as
and
they
Harvey
were.
Jones, Harvey Elliott.
Harvey Elliott.
I always call him Harvey Price.
And I think with what, the Salah stuff at West Ham.
I think we'd all love to see Harvey Price playing in the midfield for Liverpool.
What
are you laughing about?
I'm not laughing.
I think it'd be lovely.
You're just putting me off track.
It probably wouldn't be that, well, anyway. Let's go back to what you were saying.
Yes, thank you. Mo Salah, obviously what happened with him at West Ham, and then obviously with Edwards coming in. I don't know if there was just probably more... Oh, and a lot of that was after he announced he was leaving as well, but if there was more sort of disharmony than we actually knew about. But he kept the ship steered in the right direction.
I think, you know, Ipswich is a big game. Let's get our predictions in on that. There's a super chat from Mabel, which is just absolutely elite. I'm loving this. You only get these in August. It's just got me jealous what he's actually doing. And it doesn't involve that sort of thing. I don't think. He could have a dual screen on, but it sounds good.
A bit raunchy this morning.
No, no. What he's doing sounds great. But I think just on Liverpool, Ipswich, Portman Road.
Yeah.
Double promotion. From League One to Championship to the Prem. They've done really, really well. I would love Ipswich to stay up, but I think it's just so difficult for the newly promoted teams. What price say ye that Ipswich pull off a shock tomorrow? It's got all the ingredients. Brentford did it a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
Friday night football at home to Arsenal, they beat them. If you're going to do it, opening day... It can happen.
Yeah, and I think some of the people have been levelling about, I think you just mentioned it, about not getting the Premier League experience. Well, it looks like Calvin Phillips is going through on a loan deal, which I think could be really good. I think Gareth Southgate's just going to go and get himself a season ticket down Portman Road to be reunited with his hero.
With a banner.
Yeah, with a banner.
We'd have won the Euros with you.
Love you. It'd be like Love Actually at the end when he's at the door.
Broya. Doing the cards. Yeah,
doing the cards. And Sammy Smodic has signed there this morning as well from Blackburn. So I just think they're adding at the right times and ultimately... You know, get Calvin Phillips in on a loan. You're not taking on those wages. So they're doing the right business with the right manager. I think out of all of them, they've got the most feel-good factor around because the football that they were playing and to break that sort of top three of Leeds, Southampton, Leicester last year, I think they can do it. I think it'll be a score draw tomorrow, although that's not what I've gone with on my Super Six.
I think Liverpool will take them apart 3 or 4 nil.
Really?
Yeah.
You're a bit of a bastard though sometimes.
Well, they're on the Super Six, aren't they?
They're on the Super Six. So the games that are on the Super Six obviously are Arsenal, Wolves. No, they're not on the Super Six.
All right, okay. Well, I'm quite glad they're not. If you don't know what we're talking about, we've got a That's Football Super Six League that you can get involved playing against us. There's a £2 million prize on Super Six tomorrow for the opening weekend. But each week, we've got £100 classic shirts voucher to give away to the winner for that week. You can play against me and Will. Link's in the description. The code to join our Super Six is That's Six. It's free to play.
It's in the description as well, isn't
six
it?
Six Premier League games each week you've got to predict the scores on. But I'm glad Liverpool Ipswich isn't one of those games, because I do think that it could be one. I'm doing a watch along. I'm sure a lot of people will be watching it, very excited about it. Ipswich play a certain brand of football. Liverpool are going to play a certain brand of football. But I just think it might be a baptism of fire where Liverpool just sit down the doubters and sort of go, hey, we're Liverpool.
Yeah, in that voice.
Yeah.
You know, I really think tomorrow could be a bit of an upset, especially just, I don't know, being like that. And it's a load
of
things.
It'd be great to get an upset.
Yeah, I think we can. And I think a lot of people are putting Ipswich in that category of what Burnley did last year, because obviously they came up with it, not in the same style, but like they have a certain identity. But I think the way that Kieran McKenna's adapted over the times, so I think he's such a smart manager, isn't he? Even some of the stuff he did at Manchester United, when was it the PSG games and stuff that got credited with architecting. So I just think you're a very smart manager, and hopefully everyone's taking points off everyone.
Got a super chat here from a Wickham Wanderers fan who says, thoughts on the Wickham Birmingham game this weekend. We will talk about that, but if you want to send me a Wickham top, it'd be great to wear that.
I need two tickets for the away end. That's two tickets for the away end, if we can get that sorted by the end of the stream.
Let's go to the opening game.
Wow.
A lot of people might have seen the result of this now, because it's going to happen in a few hours, which is why I didn't want to start on Man United Fulham. But it's the opener. Apparently, I must have got this wrong. Man United Wolves must have been Monday night football last year. Because
it was, yeah.
Yeah, I thought it was Friday night. Because apparently, when Man United have played the first game of the Premier League weekend, they've won the title. Every year that they've played the first game, they've won the title. Uh-huh. It can't be that many, to be honest.
No. And if you remember last season, obviously the Onana debacle, and then you had Howard Webb and another referee being wined and dined in the boxes as well. It just all left a bad taste in my mouth, to be honest with you.
Just on a side note, I can't believe we've got to put... I genuinely think Monday on the podcast, we're going to be talking bad VAR. I don't know.
I feel handball's almost becoming even more subjective again.
You know what it feels like? You know, I just feel like when I was a kid and my mum would say, tidy your room, and I'd hear her pull up from work, and I'd just quickly get everything under the bed, chuck it in the cupboard and go, yeah, that's it, it's done. I feel like that's what VAR's done.
What,
I don't
the feel like this week?
I just don't think they've changed anything. You know, I just think we're going to still get the same back your mates living up the backside of Oliver and Taylor, you know, and we're still going to get Michael Owen and Howard Webb saying the same crap. You know, I just do not think we're going to get any change.
You won't get told off this year because you're not on TalkSport.
Yeah, oh God, that's such a relief. Yeah. Such a relief. Not having to do TalkSport, having done it for 2 years on a Saturday night. The amount of barbecues and nights out I gave up to do that for nothing. For nothing. To, you know, basically, I feel like Holdor in Game of Thrones, you know, where you're holding the door for everyone else. And basically, all I've done is let a load of little shitty YouTubers in.
Wow.
Well, I'll just say how I feel. Yeah. No, I'm glad to be away from that with a proper community that appreciates us.
Exactly.
Although I've just been called a twat and a nonce in the last couple of minutes.
And that's just so,
take me back. No, I'm glad to be away from all that. But no, I think VAR, I hope we're going to see a change, but I don't think we will. We do get the offside change, but that's not till after the international break. That'll be an improvement. But that the offside
was the system.
Yeah, it's not back. It's not until after the international break. No, but I think the big problem with VAR isn't that, is it? It's the offside. It's the interpretation of handball. It's the red cards. It's the inconsistencies. I think will happen, and I guarantee Monday morning, I'll be doing a video saying get out VAR disgrace and all that.
Let's move to Manchester United then to try and cheer you up.
Just think of the views.
Think of the views, exactly. Although, anyway, Manchester United, some new signings going to be starting. Obviously, you've just done your previews on the United stand. Obviously, you'll be doing a watch along tonight, and all the guys will be doing all the shows around that. So tune in for that. But in terms of, I feel quite optimistic. I've got a few of the United players in my fantasy team.
Who have you got?
I've got Martinez.
Mm.
He's fitting well, isn't he?
Yeah.
And I've gone for Garnacho.
Yeah.
Playing, starting.
I think I've got Garnacho in mine.
Yeah, well, that's always a good start.
I think I've got De Ligt in mine.
I just feel it's keeping Erik ten Hag. I thought the performance in the Community Shield looked good, even though it was obviously a glorified pre-season friendly. The business has been smart. There's good feeling around the club.
They've got to win tonight.
Yeah, I know that goes out the window if you lose tonight.
Well, we were talking about it before we went live, weren't we? And I don't know what everyone else thinks, but I think it's true. I can't lie. I want to be optimistic, and I am. I wanted Ten Hag. I've got on board with Ineos. I did prefer the Glazers going and the debt going and a full sale, but you've got to get on with what you've got. Yeah. In football, you don't always get everything you want, do you? So there's a lot of positivity. There's a lot of structure. There's been some good signings so far. It's going to be longer to get players out because we know that's difficult. But I think that, you know, there's a lot to be positive about. But also, I'm not going to lie from the fact that you turn the radio on, you turn the TV on, you go on social media, you read certain journalists, and it feels like those knives are sharp. And it's just one bad result, which will come, away from Ineos have made a mistake. And I think that is such a shame because I don't really understand where it comes from. I think it's a lack of education, an agenda, Man United sells, whatever. But if we didn't not even lose against Fulham, if we draw, yeah, or even if we win 1-0 and play badly, I just think he's under pressure more than any other manager. And that's understandable because it's Man United. But I don't think it's how United fans feel. I think we feel like, okay, we've finally got a structure. We're making some signings. There's going to have to be a bit of patience. You know, we're talking about fourth place this season. We're not talking about challenging Arsenal. But they just feel, I do worry about this sack danger stuff that the media are capable. It's going to be quite tiring, I think, for fans to fight against that, but we must.
But I think the almost thing that where he's maybe not helped himself is just this Ruud van Nistelrooy. I'm not saying he's a shark, but almost looming in the background, because obviously with Ollie in the background, when Ollie took over before, it had that sort of feel-good factor of everything coming back to the club. And you just feel like if things are going badly, you've got a United legend who's literally on the coaching staff and who has done a good managerial job elsewhere. It just almost feels like, I don't know, he's brought him in for coaching reasons, and obviously he'll just be thinking it's for that, but it just feels like he's looming in the background. Not himself, like putting himself out there, but
Van Nistelrooy is interesting because he's definitely good enough to be a first team coach, and you know, he did a good job at PSV for a season, and he's a big personality. You know, he's definitely looming on the shoulder. Fabrizio Romano reposted that Ugarte out of PSG squad for the League One game. He wants to join Man United. Deal never been off. Absolutely on, but it would depend on. Yes.
That's standard.
Yeah.
Thought we had a bit of breaking news for our first
No. I'll tell you what, though. I am going to go with the Man United win. And it's hard when you look at this first opening Premier League weekend to, when you go through the traditional teams, Arsenal, City, Liverpool, Man United, Newcastle.
Villa.
Villa's game's tough. Let's talk that.
Well, what's your score?
Newcastle got a nice easy one, haven't they? They 3 o'clock tomorrow.
Newcastle are on the Super Six and they've got Southampton at home.
Yeah,
and they've got a good start to their season.
Let's
go to Newcastle and work our way through.
Well, I want to talk about Newcastle because obviously I was listening this morning. I think it was on social media, actually. I wasn't listening. Gwehi still very much on the agenda for Newcastle, which would be a very good signing for them. £65 million. It's a lot of money, isn't it?
Well, the golden rule is never buy anyone after an international tournament. So Newcastle are breaking that one. Gwehi did have
But I would have bought him before it.
No, he had a very good season, obviously curtailed by injury, then a brilliant Euros. I think the main one, as well as playing good, he just fitted in really well and looked like a sort of strong leader, which I think that back line at Newcastle could do with a little bit. I think going forward, they've got everything they need really in there, haven't they, in terms of keeping Bruno Guimarães, Joe Linton's obviously turned into a new player, Tonali's back at the end of the month, people are putting Isaac up there for Golden Boot, which we'll come on to in a little bit as well, but yeah. I think so many people they've got so much going forward, Nick Pope back, and also like very traditional thing to say, but not having Europe I think will be a blessing for that Eddie Howe side.
Yeah, I just think that football's a bit odd. I was obviously driving over here and the radio was on and Jordan was on, not Katie Price, although she probably knows more about football than Simon.
Wow.
And he was basically saying, wow, I've owned a football club. Yeah, okay, we know that. And he was saying, I'd be using the word Fofana. And I was like, what are you on about? So we're talking about £65 million for... for Gwehi, and he was saying, oh, I'll be looking for a little bit more. I'll be using the word Fofana. And I thought, What, Fofana that Chelsea paid £80 million for and never plays? I just think it was quite an interesting insight to just how greedy and irrational some of these owners are.
Yeah.
It's like £65 million for Guehi is a fantastic deal for Crystal Palace, and it's overpriced because he's British and he's played in the Euros. Yeah. But we had this with Branthwaite, where it was like Everton were feeding it to Ornstein about Fofana and Harry Maguire. And I'm like, but they're both examples of not spending £80 million on a centre-back.
Yeah.
And yet you've got that logic still at Everton and people like Simon Jordan going, well, you're getting 65, why not go for 80 like Fofana? I'm like, they failed. Yeah. Like, it's weird, weird. I think Guehi at Newcastle, I'd like him to stay at Palace because they're a good team under Glasner. And, you know, he's already got his place in the England team, but you can see why he wants to go to Newcastle, you know, the status, the wages probably. But he's not £65 million.
No. Yeah, it's just everything.
He's only got 2 years left on his contract.
Yeah, exactly. So I think they're trying to get... it's this window where they can really cash in for them, isn't it? But no, a lot of people... some people are flirting with Newcastle for top four.
I put them in there as my dark horse on Premier League predictions, yeah. No European football. Isaac.
I just worry about everything above. I think I've said it on Monday. Just,
Bruno G.
Like, I can't...
Anthony G,
yeah.
So Tonali.
I've got Anthony G in Bruno my fantasy Tonali. Team. I think that...
is he the guy who used to do Strictly? Bruno Tonali?
Tognoli.
That's a shame.
Yeah.
Because that would be their midfield.
Might be spelled the same.
Bruno Tonali. They're dancing.
Yeah. There's
a
7
dancing.
Out of 10 again.
Yeah. I used to always stand up and be very accurate.
Yeah. Yeah. 10 like that. Yeah. No, I think they'll do... I think they'll do well, but I'm just so intrigued. I think we've said it every season since Eddie Howe's been in charge. Is this the last season of Eddie Howe? And it just feels, with Amanda going... can I call you Amanda? I just have. That she's off. And
she's a fan of the show.
Yeah, she's coming on in a couple of weeks. But yeah, no, I think... and also, I do think that England won't appoint Lee Carsley and that they're waiting for someone. And I think that someone is Eddie Howe.
Dun, 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 dun. I've just done France.
Yeah.
I meant to do America. What's America? You'll be stuck now because I've gone
yeah,
France.
Yeah, you've really thrown me off there.
Dun, dun. No, that's England. What's the theme tune for America? Not theme tune, it's your bloody national anthem.
Dun, 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 of the free and the
ruined it.
Home.
I didn't want you to
of
sing. Star Spangled
the. They've got two. No, yeah, but that's the one.
Anyway, fair play to... just, I'm not talking about international football because the Premier League's back. Pochettino.
Oh, right.
What an appointment that is.
Yeah, I was watching... you know, I love my Pat McAfee show. I was watching that last night and they were absolutely off their tits with excitement that Pochettino was coming in.
We're not pre-recorded, you prats. We're reading out your chats. So we're not pre-recorded. Yeah, I think Pochettino to the States is way better than England getting Carsley. But anyway, we're here to talk about the Premier League.
Mark, if it's all right for you, I'd like to hear from our halftime sponsors.
What other good games are there? I mean, they're all good, but what? So
I feel like we need to feature the big one top heavy. Like on Sunday, we've got Chelsea versus Manchester City. You'll be doing a watch along for it. I want to start because...
We've got West Ham Villa as well.
Yeah, but that's a bit down the line. I wanted to start with... we've spoken about pre-season predictions, we've spoken about the team, but two players in particular, Phil Foden and Cole Palmer. Who do you think is going to have a better season this year?
Oh, it's so multi-layered. I mean, Phil Foden's in a team where it's just easy to do well and he's world-class. And then you've got Cole Palmer, very, very good player in a team that it's not necessarily easy to do well if it doesn't click. Logic says Phil Foden will have the better season because he was player of the year last year and Man City are managed by Pep and the system's not going to change. They're going to be fighting for the title, we know that. Whereas Chelsea, some people have got him in their top four. Some people have got him mid-table. And I think that's... you know, makes Cole Palmer's job a lot harder. I think what he achieved last season as a new signing was incredible. I think you've got to go Phil Foden logically. I hope it's Cole Palmer, but I think it will be Phil Foden.
I think it'd be good to answer this question after 6 weeks of the Premier League season, is it, when we know what Chelsea side we've got under Marescu and where they're going to go and how Cole Palmer's going to play in that side. Because yeah, last year he became... You forget also how much he did at Manchester City just in that pre-season, didn't you? I was watching his goals from like the Charity Shield and the Super Cup. Then he went to Chelsea. That game last year, the 4-4. So, I mean, hopefully we can get a 4-4 again. I haven't put that on my Super 6. But I just feel... yeah, Phil Foden, it's even more so going to be built around him, I feel.
I think talking about pressure on managers, obviously Ten Hag gets a lot of unfair pressure, gets a lot of fair pressure as a Man United manager. You're going to get that at Liverpool. But Maresca, I think, has to get a result on Saturday, on Sunday, in the sense that I don't think he has to win.
Get a performance.
Yeah, performance is the word. Because if they, you can just hear the net rippling for the fifth time. That's a hat trick for Haaland. Yeah. And still half an hour to go. And you think, they shouldn't be, but it would be like, oh, you know, and the confidence. And he's got the problem with Chelsea, he's got so many bloody players.
Well, the squad depth lists on Twitter, and then there's literally 50 first team players that they could choose from.
It's just disgusting. And that's not the manager's fault. I mean, they should have kept Pochettino. I think I've said that. We've all said that. But the Conor Gallagher thing's a joke. The squad's ridiculous. But if he can find a rhythm and a first 11 and keep the bench happy, they should comfortably be fighting for top four.
They should be, yeah.
It's a tough start to the season, though.
I think you've mentioned multi-layered. I think this is so multi-layered. One, because there's so many bloody layers in the positions behind the first team. And then two, just because that place is a bit of a poison chalice at the moment. Like if it does go wrong, you can talk about 3 or 4 year projects, but Boldy will get rid of you, won't he?
I just don't understand it. And there is talk of it happening again. Victor Osimhen. I mean, it must be so frustrating if you're a Chelsea fan, because we've been talking about this all last season. Why have Chelsea spent billions and not bought the guy that will win your games? Victor Osimhen fits Chelsea like Cinderella's slipper.
Nice.
Just go and do it. Get him. Because if you play badly and you've got a striker in the game, look at Villa. Watkins, look at Newcastle, Isak. They'll probably do really well because they've got, if they stay fit, you know they're going to score your goals. And at Chelsea, you know, I just think that just go and get Victor Osimhen, and I would say that easily puts you in the top six argument.
What have you got them down for on your Super Six? I've got Chelsea 0, Manchester City 2.
I think I went 3-1 to Man City.
You mentioned Isak in the last conversation. We touched on Haaland there. A lot of debate coming closer with these two, who's going to score more this season? I've actually got a shocking answer.
Well, the easy answer is Haaland.
No, I do think Isak will beat him this year.
Based on what?
Well, he got 28 games last year, he scored 21 goals. I just think if he can keep a full and fit, healthy season, they've not got the Champions League, they've not got European football. I feel like there's some question marks around Haaland, although I have got him as captain this weekend in my FPL. I've essentially given away my whole FPL team. But I just feel, with Haaland not dropping off, but I don't think we're going to get another 50 goal season, and he's still scored so many last season. But if you actually look at Isak's record, and he is going to be the main man there, just keep him fit, keep him healthy, and yeah, I really think he can be the main man.
I got a Villa fan saying this guy, man, laugh.
Which one's talking about you, I think.
No, you. And Fraz says, Isak will not stay fit. We still need to do those super chats. We need to do that one of the guy on holiday.
Yeah, do you want me to do it now?
Yeah, do
Mikhail
that.
Mikhail says, enjoying a holiday in Spain, having a beer at the pool, listening to this brilliant pod. Can't wait for the game tonight. United.
Sounds, what's better than that? Listen to this podcast, buy a pool with a beer.
If you could be on one of them inflatables that you can stick your beer in, and then you're just floating around, meandering with a nice tight pair of shorts.
It just sounds like heaven to me.
Yeah, maybe we could do that for pre-season next year.
Love that. Yeah, get the super chats in. We'll read those out. I think with the other games, West Ham Villa, let's talk about that. This is probably one of the games of the weekend for me. This is where the podcast thrives. Make sure you are following us on Spotify and subscribing on YouTube if you're watching. But this is the watch along I'm probably looking forward to the most after Man United Fulham tonight, because West Ham have had so much hype around their transfer activity. Jimmy Somerville, which is not his name, coming in. He's the guy who sang, "Don't leave me this way." He'd be no good at on the wing.
Never heard that song in my life.
I don't even know if he's still alive. Communards. Aaron Wan-Bissaka at right back.
Yeah.
I think he'll do well at West Ham. But one of my favourite signings of the summer, one of the niche signings of the summer, Fulkrug.
Yeah.
Love Fulkrug. What a hit. When he came on in that first game against, was it Scotland, and smashed the crap out of it.
Thunder bastard.
Proper striker, which should fit the Premier League like a glove. I think he's going to be really likeable in this league. And then you've got Aston Villa, who for many people were, you know, the team of the season last year, getting the Champions League. Ollie Watkins was brilliant. They did lose their first game of the season badly last year at Newcastle. So it's not the end of the world if they lose to West Ham. But you feel like
Do you remember that?
West Ham need to get a win in this because they've won the transfer window, apparently. But if you lose to Villa at home, it's sort of like, oh, well, maybe it's not that good.
Do you remember that clip of it was like the third game into the season and Alex Ferguson was at Old Trafford and they said, who have you liked most so far? And he picked Villa after the back of the 5-0 and everyone was like, he's still got it.
Yeah.
He's still got it. How can he see that in that 5-0 defeat? But he was right and I was wrong and I was in tears. No, I think...
Well, I've got Villa winning this 2-1.
I've got West Ham. I know I've just got 1-1, which is a bit boring, but I really want that prize money because it'll 2 million would do me quite nicely for the start of the season.
Still be working on Monday, wouldn't you?
I don't do this for the money. I do this for the love of the job and for little perks like that, getting that in my pocket. No, I think also it is that classic thing of they've made some great signings, but are they going to work straight
away? Well, Tadebo's a good signing as well.
Real signing.
Yeah. Tadebo, Wan-Bissaka, Fulkrug, they're the sort of signings that, you know.
It's just be interesting to see what happens to Paqueta as well, because obviously that band's looning on him.
Jared Bowen's the captain this year.
Yeah.
Ward-Prowse, another leader.
Yeah.
They've got good...
They've got a
new manager as well, Lopetegui, which, you know, it's not Moyes there anymore. I think it's going to be an intriguing game. But what I would also say is that anything's possible on the opening weekend, and Ten Hag spoke about this in his press conference. We're not ready, and a lot of teams will be in the same boat. And what he means by that is you've had a Euros, some people have been training for a month, some people have been training for a week. You're not necessarily going to play vintage football in your first week of the season. Teams have got to grow. So there's opportunities there. But yeah, I think Villa will like going into that game with West Ham having all the hype, and Emery's a great coach. So I think Villa will get the result, but I think it'll be very difficult. Kudos as well is still at West Ham.
Yeah, they are. I've got a plethora
of teams.
He's
a good FPL pick.
We're sort of bringing West Ham into the conversation, so maybe it's a three-way one, but I had written down here, Aston Villa or Newcastle. Not who do you think finished higher, because we've put those pre-season predictions down, but who will have the most successful season? Obviously, Villa are in Europe, so... If they can get out of that league format and go into the knockouts, you know, could Newcastle finally get that domestic trophy that they've been craving for so long? Who do you think overall will have the most successful season?
Let us know in the chat. I think that Newcastle will finish higher in the Premier League because they've got no Europe. But I think Villa, you're going to struggle to have a better season than Villa because I expect Villa to get out of the group stage, which is Newcastle didn't do that last year.
It's about 94 games to get out of
the group stage. I think they will get out of the Champions League group stage. And for Villa fans, that'll be the win, won't it? So, yeah, I mean, I don't think either of them win a trophy. I don't think either of them will get top four. So you've got to say a good run in the Champions League will supersede anything that Villa can do.
The Hughes lad, thank you very much for your super chat. He says, regarding media bias against Eric Ten Hag, remember when Jose took over at Chelsea, his team were all Portuguese and most signings were Porto or Portuguese.
Oh, exactly. It's a ridiculous agenda that people are just thick and don't understand.
Do you want to have a look at, I've got down here sign-in and flop of the season, which we haven't touched upon during our pre-season ones, but also we have just heard the mention of Ten Hag there. What I want to know, Arne Slot.
Yeah.
Who do you think is going to have the better season?
Out of who?
Slot, Ten Hag. Two bold Dutchmen going head-to-head.
Play each other third game of the season as well, at Old Trafford.
The fixture list has been really good this year, because like Arsenal Man City's quite early as well this season, and then it replicates in the second half, whereas sometimes you get to those April showdowns and it's a bit like, it's done already.
I think that benefits Arsenal to play Man City earlier, because Man City tend to not start the league season that well. I think I went with Liverpool third and Man United fourth. But I think that's about where each team is. Does that make Slot better than Ten Hag? I think Slot's taken over a Jurgen Klopp side that's, you know, built for success, I think. And Ten Hag is still trying to right the wrongs of the past. So I think third and fourth is probably, you know, puts them on an even keel, even though Liverpool would be higher. Beyond that, the style of football, you'd expect Liverpool probably to play a bit better because they've got that system from Klopp. Trophies-wise, I think that's where Man United could make an impact. You've got the Europa League. I did go Liverpool in the Champions League, but that was a very drunk initiated prediction. And
how many points was that?
Yeah, I think it's close. I think Man United and Liverpool really aren't comparable. Based on the last 5 years, Liverpool have been a lot higher and Man United aren't on that level yet. So
feels like Man United are in that transition that Liverpool had when Klopp first took over.
I think whoever wins a trophy this year will have had the better season, and I think I'd probably lump more on United winning
and
a trophy.
Especially with, I mean, we can chat all we like, but it's probably going to be Man City Premier League, Real Madrid Champions League. So then actually what's left, the Carabao and FA Cup and maybe a Europa.
Yeah, so, which Liverpool can't win.
So there's slim pickings there, isn't there?
Yeah.
Do you want to have a look at the rest of the Premier League fixtures going into
it? Yeah, just whiz through them, yeah, because I can't remember.
There's a few Super 6 ones we've not touched on. So Arsenal-Wolves we've done, Newcastle-Southampton. Did you give your score on that one?
Yeah, Newcastle win.
Everton versus Brighton. I've gone Everton 2, Brighton 1. I think Sean Dyche, masterclass, first game of the season. He's been there the longest, and he put down those Brighton slugs.
I'll tell you what, a lot of people are sleeping on Brighton. They've bought another player, haven't they? They bought the Leeds player. They've gone after a PSV player now.
Yeah.
They've bought a few others as well. Obviously, Toma missed a lot of last season.
Still Evan Ferguson.
They've still got Pedro.
Yeah.
New manager as well. I mean, I think
Danny Welbeck.
Everton-Brighton is such a difficult pick. And on the Super 6, I went for the draw.
Boring.
I couldn't predict it. I mean, I think Brighton could be 4-0 up at half-time.
Yeah.
But then on the other hand, Everton could win 2-0. So I went with the draw because I think Man United have got Brighton second game and that's their first home game. And I'm like, I don't know with Brighton. I don't know with Brighton. Like, they're a hard team to predict. They do buy well. They have got a good squad. They've got no European football to worry about as well, which they have had in the last couple of years. I think they had it last year, didn't they, Brighton?
Yeah.
And they did really bad against Roma. So
they got
injury crisis as well last year.
Yeah. They're a bit for me like a Chelsea where I give me 6 weeks to review them. Although I need to review them on Monday because that's when we're doing the next podcast. What score are you going for?
Will in the chat says Rodio misses the Chelsea game.
Huh?
I think he might mean Rodri.
Rodri.
Is that confirmed that Rodri or Rodio is missing?
Says Fabrizio, some people saying that Fabrizio is...
I'll have a little Google on that while we wait for that. Yeah, 1 minute ago, Rodri will miss Chelsea versus Manchester City. Can I just shock you? I really think Chelsea have got a good chance of winning this game.
I think Chelsea without Rodri not playing against Chelsea does give everybody a chance.
Yeah, I think a Neto hat-trick for me.
But it'd be good for the Premier League if Man City got beat, relegated and banned from football.
He's had zero training with us. He's not ready.
What's he been doing then?
Well, he only
walking
got back
around
this week.
With his medal going, hey, yeah. I've still got my flip-flops on.
Maybe he's caused some fights with the English boys. But no, okay, big news. And that's good to have in a live podcast because we can adapt, adjust, and we can crack on. So thanks for bringing that to our attention. I just need a score prediction from Everton-Brighton for you.
1-1.
1-1. West Ham-Villa we've done. Brentford-Palace. A London derby.
This is a Super 6 game.
This is Super 6.
Because I've gone against the grain here.
You're for Brentford?
I've gone for Brentford 2-1.
Wow.
The reason being, a lot of people are saying Brentford might get relegated. Brentford are going to have a bad season.
I said that.
And it's completely disrespecting what Brentford have done under Thomas Frank. And Crystal Palace have also not got Elise. They've also not got potentially Gueye in the right headspace. I think Palace are the favourites, but this would be my low-key shock of the weekend. I think Brentford, is Ivan Toney going to play?
I mean, we spoke about it Monday. Like, what's going on?
Apparently he's priced himself out, like we said.
Right. Is it like
the latest I've got on Ivan Toney, because I was talking to somebody who sort of knows, and I said, well, he's clearly not going to London. How say ye Man United? And they went, I'll be very surprised if he goes to a Premier League club.
What do you mean
and
he's priced himself out of in terms of his contract or Brentford?
Wage demands.
Really?
He wants 250 grand a week. And the latest I have is
I
that
gave him
I'd be
70.
Very surprised if Ivan Toney goes to any Premier League club.
Yeah, but surely it gets to a point when...
It's his last big contract, isn't it?
Yeah, surely it gets to a point when you're winding down and it's going to be August and you're having to spend another season at Brentford.
Mm. I just think that he will play on Sunday because Brentford will pick him and he will want to play because it puts him in the shop window.
Yeah. He's also in a predicament because if he doesn't play, then there's obviously all these rumours about him anyway, so it makes him look even more bad and add to that fuel on the fire about him not.
Well, I wouldn't be surprised if everyone goes Palace, but for me, that's why I'll probably win the 2 million on Super 6, because that's where I'll get points. It's that if you want to win the Super 6, whether it's in our league or the general league each week, you've got to think, whoa, what's everyone not going to do? And they're not going to go 2-1 Brentford, apart from the fact they will now, because they will have watched this.
Make sure you click the link in the description down below, because obviously you get involved in our league. That's the one that you want to be getting involved with. I've gone for 1-1. Bit boring.
Yeah.
But I just think for the things Palace are lacking, Brentford got Toney, meet in the middle, let's have a really boring game.
Anyone else?
The last one was Chelsea Man City, which we didn't give our
Leicester
scores for.
And Spurs.
But that's
on
not
Monday.
On Super 6.
No, it's not on Super 6. Is that at Spurs as well?
No, that's at Leicester.
Oh, Monday Night Football. MNF. Okay, let's introduce a new section, which we're going to bring in on a Friday, which is our game section. We've been talking about Super 6, which you can all play. Get involved with that. Link's in the description. The code is that6. But also, Fantasy Premier League, we do have a league. I do well if I make it past October. It's normally Friday night football that catches me out, because traditionally, when I actually finished in the top 100 in the Fantasy Premier League in 2013,
bollocks.
I used to have a job that I didn't like. And anybody who's in a job that they don't like, and has the internet, you spend hours.
Right, I'll give you a chance to take back that claim, because that can actually be checked upon, because there's ways
check
to do it. All right.
Yeah, go and check it.
All right, I will.
You won't know my name on it, though, will you?
What's your name?
Well, I have to pick it out. I did do a screenshot. Anyway, I used to be very good at it. Mm. Now, I used to sit on a Saturday morning with a coffee at about 10:30 and just do the final checks. But if you don't realise it's a Friday night game, you sit there and go, oh shit. So I've got a team. You can get involved. Our code is 3QB5BB for that
sport. 3QB5BB. 3QB5BB. Come and
it's
join
a shame
them.
We're live. We could edit that out. but here we go. Or there we land.
Nice. It, very good. Yeah. What would yours be? You
get
big
in.
Prat.
Get in.
No, you got to.
No, that's what I don't. I'm better than Fabrizio in There We Land, because
no, no,
I
no.
would go Bruno Fernandes, new deal at Man United.
Part of it. Try, just have a bit
get
of a,
in.
No, you go Bruno Fernandes, new contract. You massive Prat.
No, rubbish. That's, right. That's so rubbish. What we're going to do is we like to have a head to head. So we've got to pick three players from our Fantasy Premier League team this week. And accumulating those three players' points gives us the point for the week.
Okay. And is that any positions?
You can't pick Haaland.
No, but sorry, are we doing defence, midfield, striker?
Oh, yeah, because, you know, that's
no,
that's
but
fine.
Is that set in stone? Do I have to pick a defender, a midfielder, and an attacker? That's what I'm saying.
You can pick anything.
Right. Well, I'll just pick Isak.
Yeah.
For me. I'll go.
No, that's my pick.
Okay.
So you've gone Isak. He actually is in my team. I'm going to go with, and I might regret this, but I'm going to go with, no, I won't do that. I'm going to go Jota.
Oh, you pig.
Yeah.
Okay. I will
They've got to be in your team.
Yeah. I'm looking at my team right now. I'll go with Garnacho tonight.
Oh, you're forcing me to go with.
I think I know which one you're going to go with. Anthony Gardner used to be a centre back for Bolton. Okay, that was my third pick. So you're forcing me. I might just go defender, and then I've done an attacking midfielder defender. But there's no point. Oh, you get the points from them, don't you? So it's not like they need goals. I'm going to go. I've got Pedro Porro in at right back. So I'm going to go for him against Leicester.
I'm going to go for, presume it'll be his debut, Solanke.
Nice. Will you write those down, Niall? Because you know what it's like when we get to Monday morning and we review them and we haven't listened. And
Joel says you could go get in there.
Get in there, yeah.
Get in there. Breaking news, Guehi to Newcastle.
No, but you've got to do it
for £25 million.
Yeah.
It's a mistype by Crystal Palace. They've agreed to it and it's been signed. They thought they were typing six. They put two. Yeah. 25 million. There we are. Get in there.
Get in there, you massive prat. Right, is that everything? Fantasy, though, you make sure you join our league.
Oh, we've got to do the FL.
Yeah, I've got that. I'll just make it because I know that's in terms
glad
of the.
I remembered the F.
In terms of the running order, that very much comes last, but yeah. We're enjoying it.
Yeah.
So you ready for that now?
Yeah, so we started this on the podcast this season.
We're you did
really,
it while I was away.
We're really about putting focus onto the leagues outside the Premier League.
For you guys.
Because the Championship is one of the most watched leagues in the world. So basically, we've picked a team from every league down to the National League. We've both got Solihull Moors, though, because that's where we do our podcast, up the Moors. They lost last week, but hopefully... Home debut tomorrow.
Yeah.
Anyway, in the Championship, I went with Coventry and you went with...
Sunderland.
In the League One, he's a Blues fan, so he went Birmingham. I went with Charlton. They sent me a kit. And Notts County for me in League Two, and you went with...
Cheltenham Town.
Now, we might change because people might send kits or say... have 10% in the club or, you know, whatever, come and train with us. We can transfer into other clubs, but this is where we've started. Let's go to the Championship. I think Coventry are playing Friday night football.
Yes, they are, because I was texting you this morning. Obviously, a big decision for you. What game do you stream? Do you do the Man United one on the United Stand, or do you go to That's Football and do Coventry versus Oxford? Oxford into the Championship for the first time in a long time. Beat Norwich on the opening day of the season 2-0 at the Kassam. If they still called that, please don't obliterate me. Sunderland have got their first home game. Jack Clark, friend of the channel, as well you'll know from the big video we did with him.
Yeah.
They're playing Sheffield Wednesday, who've started off well.
Against Plymouth. I'm going to say Coventry are on borrowed time. I still haven't had a shirt. I still haven't had an email. And if you lose to Oxford, that's two losses in a row. And I basically did pick you on locality. So you're on borrowed time. You better win tonight.
I feel like West Brom could be sniffing around for you.
Win on
the first day, Josh Madger hat-trick.
They're too busy. I nearly said tugging off.
Might be tugging off.
Tom Garrett, but he's a West Brom fan, so let's leave it to Tom.
Sunderland versus Sheffield Wednesday.
I've already said this. I'm not doing clubs that other people support. Stuntpeg and Thogden are Bolton.
Yeah.
You're Birmingham.
There's no chance I can get you to be a Birmingham City fan.
Well, I would have been, but we've got to have a bit of back and forth.
Yeah, okay, so Sunderland got Sheffield Wednesday, and then League One, Wickham Wanderers versus Birmingham City. If you can get me two tickets for the away end, please get in touch immediately. I'm in close proximity and can get there very quickly.
Charlton at home too.
Charlton after a devastating defeat in the week in the Carabao Cup.
No, but it's about the league.
That's a London derby, isn't it?
Leighton Orient.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's on at Saturday lunchtime, so if you're watching That's Football, Ipswich versus Liverpool, Mark will also be keeping a very close eye on Charlton versus Leighton Orient, which will be on Sky Sports Plus.
Their nickname? Is it?
It's the Addicts.
What is that? What they've got a sword.
That's
on
the
it.
Sword of Sauron.
Oh,
no, I just made that up. Sounded good though, didn't it?
Yeah.
Notts County versus Fleetwood Town. That's your team in League Two, isn't it?
Drew last week, need a win this week.
They're on telly. They're on Sunday at 1:30. Again, you can watch
that. I can keep an eye on all of these games.
Exactly. And I chose Cheltenham Town, who had a bad start to the season. They're playing Lloyd Griffiths, Grimsby Town.
Yeah, get involved in that. We're gonna focus an eye on it. We've got lots of content on it. Football is for everyone. And if you are some of these clubs thinking we could do with a bit of focus, I'm available to be bought and wear your shirt. But fair play, Charlton. They acted quickly. And
we'll get down the valley at some point this season.
We will be down the valley, yeah, definitely.
We've already got a trip to St Andrews penned in as well for the big game.
And they're playing Wrexham, aren't they?
They're playing Monday Night Football, that is.
It's so exciting. Super 6 code, people are asking. Gems asked about it. It's That's 6, Gems. You've just given out the United Stand code. If people want to play on the United Stand, they can. But for the That's Football, it's That's 6. So get involved with that. Big weekend. Hopefully one of you wins the 2 million. I mean, that's the grand game. But one of you will win the £100 voucher in our league, which is That's 6. FPL we've done. Big weekend, loads of watch-alongs, first ever live podcast. Thanks everyone who listens to the podcast, of course, but you have watched it as well on YouTube. Let us know your thoughts. We'll be doing it certainly every Friday at midday, and we were even thinking about maybe doing it on Monday.
Yeah, well, I think the routine is Monday, Fridays now.
Midday.
Both midday, live, and then the podcast will be with you straight after if you can't be here with us live.
Yeah.
Plenty to come up as well. What was I going to say? It was something really interesting. Niall's got his hand up at the back. Young Niall.
I was going to say, if you just have one more topic to discuss. One more topic.
Yeah.
Because my Chrome's crashed, so I can't end the stream. You might have to go on YouTube on your laptop.
Okay, that's fine. We can do that on here. But it's good to know.
Just while Will's doing that, I've also got a book for Niall. And it reads, to Noel, thanks for all your hard work.
Oh, lovely.
So, yeah. But remember to get the book. It was in the Sunday Times bestseller list, and you can get it from all good bookshops and secondhand car boot
sales. Look, while we just pad for this little bit of time while we sort that out, like, it ties into the mainstream stuff, doesn't it? Like, you've got an absolute engaged audience, which we're lucky to be a part of. Set the podcast up, and you've gone in at number two.
And people are going on holiday.
Yeah,
you know, there's a lot of people. I saw Theo Baker got stuck in Mallorca.
And
I messaged him and I said, I bet you wish you had the book now.
And here's a link to the Audible.
He's like, I'm not doing it for less than £5,000 on a story. I said, mate, it's just a great read. He said, £5,000 is my final offer for a story. And I said, I'm not paying you, mate. This is just read the book. Well, needless to say, I had the last laugh. He got stuck in Mallorca in all the storms. And ultimately, if it had the book, he'd have been smiling.
yeah,
in that airport waiting 10 hours.
But what should he have done? He's gone straight on Audible and downloaded the audiobook, which is read by yourself.
And buy the book as well,
yes,
and read along with it, because yes, it's even funnier then.
And buy the special edition where you get the steel can and it comes in that with confetti.
Football, according to Mark Goldbridge, get in the shops.
Yeah, no, we know.
This is padding. We know what to do now. Yeah, check the book out. Thank you, everybody. Brilliant show. Love doing it live. Hope you did as well. The podcast goes from strength to strength. The FPL code is 3QB5BB, and the Super 6 code is that 6. And the book is here, and it's on Amazon. Get involved. Thanks, everyone. Love that today. Take care. Thanks, Will.
Keep right on. Up the Blues.
Get in. Thank you.